Take a trip with me through 1,000 years of the American West, from the Anasazi Indians to the Atomic Age. Like the Indians and the cowboys and the trappers and traders, we'll sing as we go, because their songs will tell a big part of the story. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. In this journey, we'll visit the ancient ones, the Anasazi. We'll see old Coronado searching for the seven cities of gold. Lewis and Clark will then lead us up the Missouri River and over the mountains to the Pacific. And then there's Texas and the Battle of the Alamo.
180 were challenged by Travis to die. By a line that he drew with his sword when the battle was nigh. High up Santa Ana, we're killing your soldiers below, so the rest of Texas will know and remember the Alamo.
And of course, we'll saddle up and ride through the 20-year cowboy era with characters like Billy the Kid, Wyatt Earp, Wild Bill Hickok, Calamity Jane, Geronimo. Cowboys were wild and free, but with trail drives through rivers of quicksand, thunderstorms, and stampedes, there was always a somber edge.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged sky and up the cloudy draw. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-o. Ghost riders in the sky.
From the cowboy era to the 20th century, through the creation of the atomic bomb. Today, in our complex and stressful technological world, we sometimes long for a more innocent place and time, and we turn our faces to the West.
Oh, carry me back to the lone prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free.
Well, this is but a sample of the full hour-long journey we'll take through the American West, from the Anasazi through the Atomic Age.